Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 28th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about BTS getting number one on the Hot 100 chart, their VMA performance, and more. And for this episode, we'll also be taking another quiz. Let's get it!
Welcome to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
So, this is our first time, like, jumping right into, like, how are you doing? So, how are you doing, Jose?
Amazing. I mean, oh my god. The news that we've gotten already when it comes to BTS, I mean, it's just, they keep making history, breaking records. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, I'm super happy. But I'm also happy in my, like, personal life. My boyfriend is back from his trip.
That's right.
He's back in town, so I got to see him a little bit.
Yay.
Yeah, and so, yeah, just chilling. And then school. I've just been busy with school as well, because now we're already, like, almost 2 weeks in, and I already have a homework, so I'm having to deal with that as well. But what about you, Roseanne?
So I've been good. That's it. I'm just kidding. No, BTS is bringing a lot of, like, joy and fun, exciting news into my life, actually. They've been doing it for many years now. Mm-hmm. But it's just like Jose mentioned, and I can't wait to go over those achievements and historic events in this podcast. But I ate somewhere yesterday.
Oh, I'll just say,
yes, because, you know, Vegas is still open. We haven't actually, like, shut down. Mm-hmm. I know California is shut down, but so restaurants are still open. Like, you could still dine in. It's just they gotta do the 50% capacity stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, we ate out at this, like, Japanese restaurant. Mm-hmm. So it was really good. Got some ice cream after. So it was nice, you know, to go out and somewhat feel a little bit normal.
I guess, yeah. I haven't had that at all, Roseanne, since March. Like, since everything went, like, crazy in the States, I haven't been inside a restaurant. I haven't, like, been to a theater. Like, nothing. Like, all I go outside for is to run, or, like, if I need something, like, for groceries. But that's only if it's necessary. Yeah. I don't go anywhere.
Yeah. And it must be so intense. And I know, because Jose's also in Texas. And yeah. I know it's, like, pretty intense over there. Mm-hmm. I feel like in Vegas, we're doing okay. We're doing good. The Strip is actually open. Like, all of the casinos and the hotels are open. I would never go to the Strip, though. That's where, that's a no-no. We don't go there.
Is it crazy?
There's apparently people. I mean, I know people personally that have gone to come to Vegas for vacation, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, whoa,
wow.
Yeah, I'm crazy. Not ready to take a plane yet.
Yeah, no.
I'm gonna wait a little bit. I know some people have to do it for business, for work.
True.
I mean?
But like a vacation,
just my personal preference. yeah it's people going on vacation, but you know what, they do whatever they
yeah that's true them.
So, Jose,
yeah.
Guess what day it is today?
What is it? I already know, but I'm waiting for you to tell.
Happy birthday to Jungkook.
Hey. Happy birthday to JK. Happy birthday, JK.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you. That was horrible.
No, Jose, that was beautiful. I need to send this over to Big Hit.
So they can cancel me. They'll be like, no, unsubscribe, good night, block. You ain't coming over here.
The block list. They would not. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my lord. It's Jungkook's birthday today. Yay. He's 23 in like US age, but 24 in Korea.
Yes.
So that always confuses me. But man, I can't believe it. You know how we always say like golden maknae? I always, to me, he's a golden man.
I mean, it's true because it's like, I mean, he's grown now, you know what I mean? But it's like, since he is the youngest, it's always that soft spot where you're just like, oh, he's like the baby of the group, but he's already grown and like, and we've seen him grow. Like, that's just because he essentially joined BTS like as a kid. So,
yeah.
Like, he's grown up with the guys. The guys kind of raised him as well. So it's like, dang, like, we get to see his journey and how he's evolved to the man he is today,
right? And he's grown up beautifully. It get us all emotional because we're like, man, when he started off when he was like 15, we literally like watched him grow throughout the years and like just transform into this amazing man. I mean, he's always been amazing, but amazing boy to amazing man. There you go.
Exactly. And inside and outside.
Yes. And more birthdays to come.
Yes.
Excited.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Jungkook. And also, I mean, for his gift, I think this is one of his, I mean, he's probably going to remember this birthday for the rest of his life because his birthday, y'all hold your front door. I don't even know if that makes sense.
I'm going to hold the back door. I'm going to hold the windows down.
But on his birthday, y'all, they announced, Billboard announced that Dynamite debuted at number one on the Hot 100 chart.
Wow. Oh my gosh. It sounds so unreal right now, Jose. That's just crazy.
Like, isn't it crazy? Like, we're able to say that now. Like, they have the number one song in the country right now.
Right. Country. And the U.S. market is, like, one of the most hardest markets to break through, especially as a foreigner.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the fact that BTS is the first Korean pop artist in history to debut number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And you know, that's been like the boys' longtime goal.
Yes.
Dream. I wish I could go all the way back to when they first debuted in 2013 and be like, guys, guess what? In the future, you're going to get number one.
I know. Oh my God.
They would have not believed it. This is insane.
So yeah, getting more into the numbers for Dynamite. Dynamite had the biggest sales week in 3 years, guys, with 265,000. And that's digital. With the vinyl and the cassette, they did 300,000. Also, according to chart data on Twitter, the guys already have crossed the 500,000 total mark for Dynamite, guys, in the U.S. Up to now, up to the recording of this podcast. So we're going to go even higher. Like, they're already...
A million?
Hey, why not? But this thing, it's already gold. 500,000, that means gold certification already in the U.S.
Ooh, we're going for that platinum, you guys. We're almost there. That is insane. Dynamite has, like, literally been a dynamite.
I know. Like, we're all not trying to make puns, but you can't avoid it. You have to say, like, it blew up.
It really did. And we, you know, already started with the music video getting, like, 101.1 million views in the first 24 hours. And Spotify also announced that it was, like, the biggest global debut for 2020. Yes. So it was kind of like, what's next, Grammys?
I'm just putting it out there. Yeah, girl, because if you think about it, that is one of the goals that's still pending. A Grammy nomination, a win, and a solo performance for them. Because they've performed on the Grammys, but a solo stage is what we're waiting for. And I'm sure they're waiting for it as well. So that's the next step. And I think it's going to come, Roseanne. I feel it in my bones.
I feel it too, because this song came out before the deadline as well. Yes. So it does count. And so what other song did this, like, amazingly? Is that even a word or sentence? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Dynamite
literally broke so many records.
Yeah.
So why would it not be?
If anything, it could also be On. Because On is also within the time frame.
True.
I mean, if you compare On to Dynamite, unfortunately, On didn't do as well as Dynamite. But we have Ms. Rona to blame for that, because she kind of, like, you know, interrupted a few things. And so it didn't really get the correct promo that it needed or that it tried to do. So, but, I mean, it can still be nominated, you know. They can still have two songs. Yeah,
exactly. So we have Map of the Soul 7 and Dynamite, so fingers crossed, you guys.
I know, like, at least
two chances,
definitely.
But I found it really cute and funny though, how, like, literally when the news was announced, like, the boys took on to, like, Weverse to start posting.
I know.
And also Twitter. It was like 3 a.m. for them though.
Yes. They couldn't sleep. I thought it was so cute too, and the fact that they were also waiting with us for the announcement, because as soon as Billboard announced it, you could go to their page and they literally retweeted it as well. Like, so we were all like, oh my god, they were also waiting for the results with us for the announcement. And like Roseanne said, the guys were posting on Weverse. All of the guys have posted except for Jungkook. Up to the recording of this podcast right now, he has not.
Watch him, like, watch.
I know. Watch him post something while we're recording.
I'm going to refresh my Twitter real quick.
Yes, check it. Let's see if we can catch this live on the recording.
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay, nothing. Okay. Girl, we've been waiting because we're like, any moment he can just drop something or say something. We're just waiting because he's the only one. And it's also very, like, anxious and nerve-wracking and exciting because it's his birthday too. So it's like, what the heck, Jungkook? Let us know what's going on with how you feeling. Watch him be asleep and we're all over here dying.
I know, right? He celebrated his birthday last
night.
Now
with his sleep.
Oh lord, but you know, I actually just recently, or not as soon as we started recording, the president of South Korea also tweeted something out, which is such a huge honor, because, you know, not only did he tweet out in Korean, he literally had, like, the English translations right under. So that's like, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool too, that, like, not only did he tweet out his sentiments in Korean, but he put it in English as well, so that everybody can be like, yo, we can read his thoughts.
Yeah, we could read his thoughts.
I don't know why I just sounded like that. My bad, guys. But he tweeted out the following. BTS has achieved its first number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Songs chart, writing a new chapter in K-pop history as the first Korean band to do so. After having topped the Billboard 200 main album chart 4 times, they have now reached number one on both charts. It is truly amazing. It is a splendid feat that further raises pride in K-pop. The song Dynamite, which topped the list, is all the more meaningful as it has been composed to give a message of comfort and hope to people around the world who are struggling with COVID-19. It will bring huge consolation to Koreans suffering from the national crisis caused by COVID-19. I offer my heartfelt congratulations.
Ooh, wow. I got chills. Wow. So they must lovely. Be so happy.
Yes. So proud.
Right? Yo, nation's number one band or artist. I say artists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the all the achievements that Dynamite, it's like we needed this much happiness. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like not only was the song giving us happiness, but just all the achievements. Of course, you know, like, we're only human. When someone achieves something, we can't help but be happy for them, especially if it's for our boys, BTS. Mm-hmm, but, mm-hmm. like, what's also crazy is that I didn't know this, though, too, Jose, until they announced it. But, like, Dynamite was actually also the first English song to win a music show in Korea.
Yeah. Like, you didn't know that?
I would have thought there was, like, another, like, English song. I didn't uh-huh. know BTS would have the first English. I'm not surprised because it's BTS, but also I was just surprised that it was the first English song. Girl, where am I going?
No, you're good, Roseanne. No, yeah, a lot of people didn't know that too, but yeah, this is the first fully English song that wins a music show in Korea. And the thing is, like, this hasn't been promoted at all in Korea.
Right?
Like, that's just the power of the guys and the fact that the song is so good that it won on a music show. And also, like, maybe you're getting it confused with the, what is it? The Perfect All Kill? Because there's another song that got a Perfect All Kill in Korea that's fully in English, and that was Let It Go when it came out, when Frozen came out.
Yes.
So Dynamite okay. joins Let It Go in that area, in that category. That it,
oh, but not music show wise.
Exactly, not music show, but as far as the real time, or not real time, Perfect All Kill for the chart in mm-hmm. Korea, they are the second fully English song to do so. And that's joining Let It Go, but at the same time, they are the first idol group because Let It Go was on a soundtrack for a movie.
Yeah, and that song was viral for sure.
Yeah, that's, you yeah
know. It's kind of cool though, because both songs, I mean Let It Go and Dynamite, are both uplifting songs.
Definitely, you know what I mean? Yes.
So interesting. Another like record to mention is that they're also, it's the first song by a male group for 2020 to achieve a roof hit on Melon. Mm-hmm. So they're killing both Korean and American charts. So yes,
I think that's so cool because so many people have a lot of things to say when it comes to, are they're not even that big in Korea, or they're not even that big Ooh. In the US. And it's like, y'all, like, this is literally proving y'all wrong on both ends. Like, they be quiet. They can't say anything now. The haters are, like, zipping their mouths right now.
Exactly. They can't say anything. We're showing it with action yes. and achievements. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's why I always tell ARMY, if you're frustrated or mad about something, just put in some work, because that's you know, that's one of our like special abilities. We always like move our anger and to something else, like our focus to actually work towards something.
Yeah, channel that energy into supporting the guys, and that's what we're good at. So yeah.
Especially. So Jose, the next thing I want to ask you, because I didn't get the chance to watch your reaction yet, uh-huh. but what are your thoughts on the VMA performance?
One word, girl. Mm-hmm. One word. Vocals. Vocals. Oh, that was bad. But ooh, I tried.
He channeled those vocals. It came through.
I tried and I failed.
No, that was not a fail. I heard the vibratos. That was good.
No, oh my God. They sound so good. They prove that they can sing. They don't have to lip sync. And then we know this. ARMY knows this. But I just feel so proud when I see it like on a Western award show or a Western show in general, because it's like, it's kind of proving, you know, like, hey, we're not just like some phenomena and like a thing that's going to pass by for 1 year. And right. No, we're here and we're here to stay, and we're showing you why we're at the top of our game, why we're so loved, and why we're killing it in the charts and all the above. They have the talent to back up all that. And so I was exactly. so happy. The dance was so fun and cute. We finally got to yes. see the whole choreography. You finally got to see some of the moves that they spoiled. Remember they had spoiled the bow? I don't know if you remember. They did that at their Japan showcase for MAPPA The Soul 7.
Oh, wait.
They were bowing. No, when it ended, they were bowing to the camera, and that bowing movement is in the choreography. When what? RM, like, I believe it's right after RM's. I may be wrong on that. I know it's either after or like in between RM's verse. They do the little bow move, and I'm like, oh my God, they actually did that move. And I pointed it out. I was like, that looks suspicious, y'all. They're all doing it. God. And the fact that it was so in there, yeah. But the only thing, Roseanne, I am going to say this. I said this in my video. Mm-hmm. I think because they had to, I'm pretty sure this was the VMAs or MTV, whoever was in charge, that put restrictions on how they can do their performance. There wasn't a set. You know what I mean? Like, it was just performing the song and in front of a green screen. And I feel like if they had full control, they would have gone out Mama MMA style kind of performance.
You know, that's what I mentioned in my reaction to, you know, not gonna lie, because I mean, if you've been listening to our podcast, you know, we were all hyping it up, like, oh my god, is it gonna be like a melon, like, we're right. Hoping it'd be something like that. Mm-hmm. But also, Jose, I was thinking, because you know how like the cases in Korea went back up, that's and actually true. Some of the businesses like closed, even mm-hmm. Big Hit I know was closed, like the building was closed for a while. I was thinking maybe they didn't want people to work. That's to true. Put a mm-hmm. stage together. Mm-hmm. But also, yeah, because a lot of the artists, they did do like a green screen. I think the only one that really went out like full out was like The Weeknd. Yo, low-key though, I was hoping BTS would also do the same, like be on top of a building. I don't even know, like Jungkook jump off and skydive. I don't know, you know, something crazy like that. But I mean, people were trying to just point out, oh, it's a 3-minute performance as well. And
well, yeah, because I also, because I was also, I looked at Gaga's performance because I love Gaga, you know, and she had a whole 9-minute set and it was like a full set, like so yeah, many different things. So, but then again, it's the U.S. compared to Korea, so there's a difference there. But then I'm like, well, things are kind of crazy over here in the U.S. as well. You know what I
it's
mean?
It's true, true. But maybe the culture thing is very different as well. Yeah, I don't yeah. know. See, we don't really know what went on behind the scenes.
Which yeah, is that's like right.
theorizing, mm-hmm. you guys. But, you know, maybe they don't want to promote true, things true. Like that, I guess. I don't know.
No, I get it. I get it. I understand. And you're right. I didn't think about that at that moment. I was just thinking like, oh my God, if there was a set. But you're right. Mm-hmm. After bringing up that point, you're right. I didn't think
about that. No, I don't even know. That's just, I'm just trying to come up with like reasons. But I felt the same way you did too, because as soon as I saw the green screen, I'm like, Where's the full stage? Where's, yeah. You know? But that's just me. Yeah. But other than that, like, the boys did kill it. Like, mm-hmm. vocal-wise, I loved their outfits. Like, Hobie?
Don't even.
Hobie. RM looking like a anime character. It's... The visuals was on point for sure. And I didn't realize how high the vocals were for, like, the last chorus. Mm-hmm. The pitch, but yeah, they sang it amazingly, like, live. So, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Boys did it so good. I said wood, good.
It's so all good, Rosette. If you, oh my God, like, my videos are a mess. I cannot form sentences, so you don't have to apologize to me.
That's so hilarious. Oh,
yeah, I think I know, right? I think the stylists should get a raise because this era has... It really has come for me in all types of directions.
Right? Oh my gosh. Even in my reaction to Jose, I'm like, this has to be like one of my favorite like looks. Mm-hmm. I love Blood, Sweat, and Tears. That's mm-hmm. like my favorite era, but I'm liking this. Those bell bottom yes. pants, vests,
looking exposed like, foreheads. Come on.
Yes,
now.
I'm all in for that. But also, I, low-key, Jose, I'm going to be honest with you guys that are listening. I did not expect BTS to do, like, a whole sweep with, like, all the categories that they were nominated for uh-huh. VMAs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, for those who are listening and didn't know, they got Best Group.
Yes.
Best K-Pop. Mm-hmm. Best Choreography. Right. And Best Pop.
Yeah.
I didn't... I was so happy when they got Best Pop because I was like, low-key though, I was like, there's no way ARMYs would not win the voting mm-hmm, thing for mm-hmm, this. Mm-hmm. But we did have a really like hard competition. We went against Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes. Like, I think oh. they were probably number two, I would have to say, for Best
yeah,
Pop.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, no offense to the other artists, but I know that the little monsters and the Arianators. I can't even say that fandom name or something. Yeah, but there you go. They're powerful as well. But I was like, I think they're probably number two. But I was like, I know Army got this. I know we got like, it. I kind of knew we were gonna get best group, best K-pop. I was also iffy on choreography because that was not a fan voted award, so you just didn't know who was gonna get it, you know.
But I was pretty like, there's happy. No way. Like on choreography is so good. Like the judges better, you know. But yeah, the best pop was the only thing I was just like, oh my gosh, the competition. But I believe in Army, so thank you, Army, for voting.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Now they have four moon men because that's what they call the award.
That's right.
Did you see Jin's selfie that he posted before the VMAs where he has like these plushies and he's in front of so many awards? I don't know if he did this intentionally because, I mean, after all, it is Jin Hit Entertainment. But at the top left corner of the picture, you can see the four awards already.
Wait, what? I'm going to go back to it.
Yes.
The plushies distracted me because the plushies were so adorable and Jin was so adorable. Let me go back, Jose, because what?
And I'm like, did he like do this on purpose? The four moon men are already on the top left corner. So they already had the awards.
I'm going to Jin?
I know!
Jin was like, I'm gonna pose in front of this, but distract you guys with plushies, but also show that we got it. What?
Yeah, I didn't notice, like, immediately. I was looking at the photo, and I was just like, oh my god, so cute. And, you know, sometimes you just go back to post, and you see them. And then I was looking at their awards, I was like, huh? I was like, the VMA awards are already there?
Oh my god. Gosh, he's hilarious. If he like now it does seem like it would be something that he would intentionally do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Jin hit. Oh lord.
I know. Hilarious. But isn't that crazy though, Roseanne? Like
that is.
Do you think that was like intentional?
I don't know. No, I feel like it would be intentional. Like if it's something that Jin would do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That is so
I was
funny.
Like, they already have the awards up there.
Yeah, because they also had to, like, pre-record their message as well. Uh-huh, so they had to be informed ahead of time. Because I think the live stream, it was like, well, they started performing at like 6 p.m. here in my time zone, PST. I don't know what time it would be in Korea but
I have no idea. But I think, because I read an article where everybody performed... everybody's performance was pre-recorded.
Got it, for sure.
The only live thing was the acceptance of the awards.
Got it. Like when Lady Gaga came to accept her awards. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure that was live.
But the performances, everybody did it already, like pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So they could edit together and transition stuff. Yeah. So I'm excited to hear your opinion about the iconic...
It's Ionic.
Song called Iconic. I'm on it. Iconic. Hello, girl. Get your stuff together. I'm sorry. It's BTS's collaboration with Ionic, which is Hyundai, and the song is called I'm On It.
Well, first of all, I thought we were going to get this on the 31st, and we got it the night of the VMAs as well. But the thing is, they're saying that they released it like... just online as far as the website for Hyundai, and I believe there's a lyric video already on YouTube.
Yeah,
but they're releasing on the 31st, which is today. I don't know if it's a little bit later because I haven't seen anything. They're gonna release it on streaming platforms. I'm not sure about that, but that'd be kind of cool
because it's a commercial.
But I saw that somewhere, so I'm not too sure about it. Don't quote me on that, Army. But in case they do, I would not be complaining because this song needs to be on streaming platforms.
Very true.
Because, girl, let me tell you, this song, if y'all have not heard Ionic, I'm On It by BTS, y'all are going to have the same reaction. I think everybody was like, how is this for a commercial for a car? How?
Right, I was just like, this song could legit be on an album. Just change the lyrics, it's good to go. But you know what I was thinking, Jose? I'm like, what if it was like up there, like qualifying for the album, mm-hmm. but then, you know, it didn't really make the cut, but it's that good, and they just changed the lyrics to match a commercial.
Hey, you never right? know. Like, you do never know. They probably like...
Because it's that good.
Yeah, because I think Hyundai probably got options or something, because I feel like, I mean, I don't know how it goes behind the scenes, but obviously they had to have them, you know, hey guys, we want to make a song with the car or whatever. I don't know how the conversation went. And then they were like, oh, we have a few that are still in the works. And then they probably maybe were like, okay, we'll give you this one. And it happened to be mm-hmm. Ionic, I'm on it. Look at me trying to figure out something that probably never happened.
Wow, that's... No, we're like coming up with that conversation.
A whole scenario played in my head. Oh my God.
Right. But, you know, it's just that good, right? That's the reason why we're so like, what?
Good. I even said it. I was like, this is a sexy song. I was like body rolling. I was grooving. Ooh. I was like, what? Ooh. And then you listen to the lyrics or read the lyrics and you're like, wait, they're singing to a car? Now I got to compete yeah. with a car. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so... it sounded like... I just... You know what? It also low-key reminded me of like an older retro song, but also it was gave you that R&B type of vibe. Mm-hmm. And they really showcased their vocals, especially Hobie. I'm just so happy when he like kind of like girl. Sings.
When Yoongi said, hey, it's a rap. It was a rap. It was a rap.
It's like, hey,
He went, hey, and I was like, you know what? That's enough. But I kept continue. I continued listening. I had to.
I know. It was almost like his when he whispers like, Shaka.
Yes. Oh, my God. Thank you, Roseanne. You feel me. That's what I thought, too. I was like, this is almost like the equivalent to Shaka. And it's just, you know what? That's enough. Why are you too loud? Even though you're whispering. But as far as the Ionic I'm On It song, we're also getting the music video for this song, and this will be coming out September 2nd. Do you know the exact time, or has that not been revealed? I haven't seen that. Actually, but I was just wondering.
No, they posted on Instagram, but they didn't give us like if it's KST,
right,
PST,
right.
EST. Yeah. Yeah, we don't know yet. So maybe September 1st. So true, legit, true. Like yeah, tomorrow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
Damn. Yeah. So I mean, by the time you guys are listening to this, it's already out. So just make sure to go check it out if you have it.
Yes, for sure. Now we are gonna try. This is gonna be me and Jose's second time doing this. We are gonna do a quiz from BuzzFeed, and mm-hmm. the title is actually pretty unique. It says, "It's time to find out which three BTS members are your BFF." Enemy and soulmates. So
I know some of these quizzes are so specific. I'm like, oh, they look fun already.
I know, right? The reason why I like this, when I saw the title of this, I'm like, wait, who's gonna be my enemy? Like, that's the first thing I was like, hold up, who?
Let me take off my earrings. I'm about to square up. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know if I could take him on. I feel like all of the guys could whoop my. Behind, I was about to say ASS, but let's keep it family friendly. Oh,
ASSAZZ. No, but Jose, you know, I'm gonna ask you this question like I asked you the last quiz. Who do you think you're gonna get for like the three from the three members?
Okay, this isn't just because he's my bias, but I feel like my BFF is gonna be Jungkook. I feel like he's gonna be the BFF, my enemy. Uh-huh. Ooh. I feel like my enemy is gonna be Hobie, but this is hear me out because he's so bright and fun, and you know, we literally name him the sun, like that's the sun right there, you know, he's so it's just joyous, you know what I mean? And I can be that way, but most of the time I'm like, I keep to myself. I can be like sunny and bright and stuff like that, but for the most part, I keep to myself, and like I'm more of an introvert, and I feel like Hobie is more of an extrovert. So I feel like just because we're opposites in that sense, I feel like that's going to be my enemy, but I don't want any other guys to be my enemy, y'all.
I know, I don't want no enemies.
But for the quiz, I think that's going to happen. And then soulmate. I feel like it's going to be RM. And this is the only reason. Let me tell you why. Because for he hasn't told me why. I think it's because of the United Nations speech. I think it really impacted him. But my boyfriend's quote unquote bias is RM. So I'm just going to say RM is my soulmate because of that.
Got it. That's the connection. Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah. What about you, Roseanne?
All right. So my BFF, I have a feeling it's going to be Jin because I got Jin last time for... Remember, wasn't it Jin for... Wait, was it Jin for me? No, it's Hope. J-Hope. I take that back. I take that back. It's two J's. I got confused. So for my BFF, I think I'm going to get Hobie, actually, because the last quiz that we got, I ended up getting Hobie, so I think that's why he's my BFF. Enemy. I think you're going to be shocked from this, and I do have a reason why.
Can I guess?
Yes, yes.
V?
No, no, no.
Oh, because you said you're going to be surprised, and I know V's your bias, so I thought you were going to say V.
Actually, there's a chance, too. Oh, no, that would be terrible. There's a chance. Actually, okay. I think my enemy might be Jungkook.
Ooh.
And hear me out. Hear me out. He is a gamer. He's competitive. Super competitive. I am the same way. I am super competitive. I just want to win, win, win. And I'm not like as talented as Jungkook, but I am. I'm just going to give myself some props. Got to lift yourself up sometimes, I guess. You know, like I love to sing, dance, draw, everything in the creative side. That's what I love to do. And video games. So that's why I think we're going to butt heads.
Okay.
Because I just want to battle it out and I want to be the best.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. So you're competitive, Roseanne. I get you.
See, see. And then now my soulmate. Shoot. What is... who's... that's a very good question. Maybe I should switch my BFF and soulmate. You know what? Let me just go with Lord, I can't. I'm confused now.
You know what? Like, to help you out, do you think the quiz can give you the same member for like two of the categories?
I wonder, because I would say my soulmate might be J-Hope too. It's between J-Hope or V.
Okay, okay.
So,
if you had to choose, what do you think?
Well, I already told J-Hope for my BFF, so I guess my soulmate's V.
Okay. Alrighty. So like last time, guys, what we're going to do is take turns asking each other. So Roseanne will ask a question. I'll answer. I'll ask a question. Mm-hmm. She'll answer and then take turns. And yeah, hopefully it goes well and smooth.
Yes. Feel free to play with us as well. We'll leave like a link.
Oh, this is courtesy from BuzzFeed. I don't know if we said that already.
But we ain't sponsored.
But we ain't sponsored. Yeah, that's true.
So the first question is, what's your favorite color? Red, yellow, blue, green, purple, or pink?
Okay, so for me...
I can already assign these to the members.
I know, right? My favorite color out of all these is blue. I have multiple favorite colors, but the only one on here is blue. That's one of my favorites. So I'm choosing blue. What about you, Rosie?
Blue is so pretty, but I'm obsessed with purple. My whole house is purple. So purple!
Cool, cool, cool. Next question. What's your favorite school subject? We have math, PE or physical education, English, history, art, science.
I'm gonna go with art.
Yes, me too, girl. Art.
Oh, high five. Air high five.
Air high five.
How would your friends describe you? Funny, loud, friendly, stubborn, caring, or quirky?
So I think we had a similar question like this in the previous one. So I'm going to stick with my answer and say funny. A lot of people tell me I'm funny. I make them laugh. So I'm going to go with fun.
You are.
What about you, Rosie?
I'll just say friendly.
Oh, yeah?
I guess. Yeah, I think I'm friendly, or at least I think.
No, I mean, you're friendly to me, but I'm just like wondering, because I think for the previous quiz, you said bubbly. Remember bubbly?
Ah, yeah, bubbly, but bubbly wasn't on
But it wasn't on here, so I was trying to see. I was trying to see if bubbly maybe was maybe quirky as well, but I see friendly in that category too. But why did you say stubborn?
Because I'm stubborn. See, that's why me and Jungkook were butt heads too. Oh my gosh.
But you're going to go with friendly, right?
Yes,
okay, friendly. Okay, cool. Let's see. What's your biggest fear? Spiders, clowns, heights, small place, oh no, small spaces, public speaking, or failure?
Ooh. None of the above. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
That's so cool. Wait, if you weren't scared of any of that.
I feel like I'm not scared of anything except y'all gonna be like, what? I'm scared of car rides. I'm not scared of anything, not even monsters, bugs, like car rides. Car rides give me like anxiety.
So maybe small spaces, because cars there are small spaces.
That's a good one. Yes. Yeah. Small spaces for me then.
So, I mean, my biggest fear here out of all these, it would have to be failure. Yeah, like I feel like, you know, clowns, spiders, and like they are scared of me, but like, well, not clowns, but like spiders, heights, public speaking. Yeah, but I feel I get over those really easily. Like if I'm confronted with it, I'm gonna do something about it. You know what I mean? Like either heights, public speaking, I can overcome that fear. It literally, I remember doing speeches and like I just get really scared before, and then once I'm already doing whatever activity it is, I'm doing it. You know what I mean? I forgot about the fear. Spiders, I just try and throw them outside or kill it sometimes. You know, you got to do what you got to do. Protect yourself. Small spaces, I'm not really like claustrophobic or anything like that. I'm not scared of clowns. And then failure, well, I just feel failure in any sense of the word, like failure in life, failure in school, failure in relationships. So I feel failure for me. Yeah.
Got it. Wow.
I know. We got deep.
I know we did. This quiz is exposing us. What's your favorite holiday? Christmas, Easter, my birthday, that's a holiday, Halloween, Thanksgiving, or Valentine's Day?
Ooh, this is tough.
I feel like I know what you would say, but you know, we'll see.
What do you think I'm gonna say?
I was thinking your birthday, but that's because your birthday is also your dad's birthday.
Oh, you remembered. That's so sweet. Well, yeah, I was, I guess because I read my birthday, I just thought like me, but, and it's not my favorite. I didn't even know your birthday was a holiday, but I
yeah, is that even a thing?
So that's why I canceled that one. I was like, that's not even a holiday. You know,
but which one?
I think I'm going to say Christmas. And this is, I didn't think this before, but now we're able to like spend it all together. Like my boyfriend goes to my parents' house because his family is like outside of the city and everything. So
that's right.
He's able to spend it with us. He has like some family support in a way, you know. My sister comes and joins us as well. So it's like, even though our family's not that big, we all get to spend time together. So I'll say Christmas.
Very true.
What about you, Rosa?
I'm not really a big person when it comes to big person. I guess, does that make sense? Like, I don't really care much about holidays. Let's just say just how I grew up. But Thanksgiving is my favorite because there's some bomb AZZ food.
Okay, do you cook a turkey?
I did it. Actually, last year, I went over to, like, a family friend's. Well, they're, like, our family here in Vegas because my family lives in Alaska. Mm-hmm. But they didn't even roast the turkey. They stir-fried? Oh. Stir-fried. This is new. They put the whole turkey in oil, and it was so good. So, yeah, Thanksgiving for me.
Oh, I've never had that type of turkey.
Yeah, before. Me too. Last year was the first time, and it tastes so much better when you do that.
Okay. Ooh. I might have to try that out. It's coming around the
corner, Thanksgiving.
I know, right?
Yeah, you do.
Oof. Let's see. What's your favorite animal? Cat, dog, horse, dolphin, rabbit, snake.
Oh. Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to go with a dog because I have a dog. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Yeah, I'm going to go with dog too. except for cat, I like all. Well, no, I don't like snakes. I think they're cool, but I wouldn't want to be in front of one. But horses are cute, dolphins are cute, rabbits are cute, cats are and I'll say dog for me as well.
Cats are All right, so if you could have any superpower, what would it be? Time travel, teleportation, invisibility, flying, telekinesis, or telepathy?
Oh my, this is hard. I want it all is. Of these.
Can I be all and be an X-Men?
I want to time travel. I want to be able to teleport. I want to be invisible. I want to fly. I want to have telekinesis. I want to be able to also have telepathy.
Telepathy? Yo, I swear you just, it sounded like you were singing there for a second.
My little rap, you know what, verse.
I want to be a time traveler. I want to be invisible. I was, I don't know why I was trying to sing like Sugar Shadow. Okay, girl, stop.
I guess we have to do like process of elimination, right? We have to like cut out.
Yeah.
Okay, for me, the first one that's gonna go is flying, because I feel like you can get hit with like bugs and stuff.
I thought, I was not expecting that. Okay, but yes, very true.
And you know, I don't want my ears to pop either. And you know how they pop in planes, so I feel like they're gonna pop.
You're right.
Flying.
You're
so right. Flying's gonna go for me. Let's see. What is telepathy, actually? I think I have an idea, but
telepathy, I think you read minds, girl. Hold up, let me read.
I think you're right.
Let me
Google.
Google. Is the what transmission of information from one person to another. Oh, yes.
So you're able to communicate.
Yes.
No, never mind. I don't want to know what people are thinking of me. I lie to me if you're
I thinking. Want them to be fake.
Oh my god. This fake love.
Oh my. It's not this fake love.
So I crossed out flying, telepathy. Have you crossed out anything you were saying?
I think so. I crossed out invisibility for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Well, she just crossed it out.
I was thinking about, I did have daydreams before, like, oh my god, when the mall is closed and I'm invisible, I could like go around the mall and shop. That's bad, guys. Don't steal though. Don't steal. Don't promote. Girl, okay.
You know when you're right. I'm gonna have to cross it out now that I thought about it. Because I thought it would be so cool. Because then I still cool. have
to run. It would be cool, but you would still have to physically walk there.
Yes, you're so right. I just thought about that. So I'm gonna cross out invisibility as well for that same reasoning. Thank you, Roseanne. Okay.
No problem.
The other one is time travel. I'm gonna X that out because I feel like things happen for a reason. I don't want to change things because I don't know what's gonna, how it's gonna affect in my future. You know what I mean? What if I mess something up in the process?
I know, right? Like Jin is struggling right now. To be you.
I'm not trying to be Jin and like, you know, messing up time. No. You know what? I'm gonna pick teleportation. I feel like it's so be cool to like, just clap your hands or do some type of motion and you're already somewhere you need to be.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's funny because mine was between telekinesis and teleportation.
Yeah.
Because telekinesis, you can control objects. But if ever I did want to fly or travel somewhere, I could just ride on an object and you know, fly myself somewhere. Uh-huh. But teleportation saves you time.
Yeah, you can be in another country already. Yeah.
And I know right now is a really good time to have teleportation.
It's so easy. I need bananas. Teleport to my local grocery store. Okay, I got my bananas. Teleport back. Wait, did I just steal?
Oh my gosh. It's so funny because you just brought up bananas in your local. I was thinking like Bahamas or something. Go get your bananas or your coconut from an island.
I know.
Zane at your grocery store.
Oh my god. Oh wow.
The heck?
I'm dumb. Okay.
Teleportation. See, oh my god, not gonna lie. I can't help but think of like doing illegal things, but I would like to teleport to BTS's concert in the future.
That is so true.
I can't make it in. It's okay. I'll be like in the back balcony, but at least I'm there.
You know what? But you save money. Oh, you are resourceful, girl. You just hand a round of applause because I didn't even think about that. You don't even have to worry about hotel, plane trip. You can go to bed in your own bed. You just teleport back into your room.
Wow. See, perfect.
You know, right there. Teleportation for the win. All right.
That is.
Choose a choose a BTS title track.
Oh.
Let's see what we got. No More Dream, Boy With Love, Black Swan, Not Today, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Just One Day. I know which one you're going to pick.
What do you think?
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Actually, it is between Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Black Swan. I'm stuck right now. Okay.
What got you stuck, girl?
Because I really like Black Swan, but Blood, Sweat, and Tears is so iconic, and they're royalty. Black Swan. No. Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I'm clicking it right now. How about you, Jose?
Oh, for me, I think I'm going to go with Not Today.
Oh.
I remember listening to Not Today for the first time, and it got me hyped. Like, I was like, I can fight anybody.
Like, not today.
Like, don't try me, not today. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow, but not today. Oh, okay. Choose a BTS B-side. What? They're making us choose?
Oh, no.
Pied Piper, Home, 2-3, Coffee, Second Grade, or Tomorrow?
Oh, Tomorrow. I don't even have to. I'm sorry. I love all of these songs, but Tomorrow is one of my favorite all-time BTS songs.
Wow. Yes. I think it's the first time I've ever heard you. Oh, that's a cool turn.
I love Tomorrow. Okay, sorry. Tomorrow. I think I said it like three times.
You know what's so funny? The last title was Not Today, but Tomorrow.
Oh, you're right. So oh my God. Whoa. Okay.
Wow, Jose. Amazing. That's a superpower.
What about you, Rosie?
I have to go with 2-3 because it's very memorable for me.
Dulcet, right? Dulcet?
Yeah, Dulcet. Yeah.
Okay. And finally, who is your BTS bias? RM?
What?
Jin? Suga, J-Hope, Jimin, V, Jungkook, OT7. This isn't fair! We are OT7 at the end of the day.
We are OT7.
Wait, but we have to choose our bias. Is this a tricky question?
Yeah, like, you guys who are listening to know who our biases are. But we are a strong OT7 for sure. Mm-hmm. This is a tricky question. I'm going to go with V, though. Boom.
I know. I'm picking Jungkook as well.
Hello.
What did you?
I'm not trying to look. I'm not. Okay. Who you want to go first?
Okay. Do you want to go first or do I?
Okay. I guess. Yeah. Because I think I did go last time. Okay.
Okay.
So this is what I got. Wow. I'm surprised, you guys, from the results. Jimin is your enemy. J-Hope is your soulmate.
Uh-huh.
Okay, somewhat. I was off. And Suga is your bestie.
Roseanne, I got the exact same thing.
Wait, what?
Yes! I got the same thing. Jimin is your enemy, J-Hope is your soulmate, and Suga is your bestie.
No way.
Yeah.
We chose different answers. I don't get it.
Dang, Jimin, really? We gotta.
Jimin's coming for us.
What?
Jimin, what happened?
I got none of these right. Wow.
I didn't. Maybe the closest with J-Hope, but I said J-Hope was my BFF, now my soulmate. But what?
But how did we get the same?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm confused. Is it rigged?
No, I think maybe because we answered maybe two questions right. Not right, the same. We answered
The power.
Yeah, the power and the dog, the favorite animal.
That doesn't make any sense.
And then the school subject, we both picked art. Maybe we got, because three of them were the same, but still, I feel like that would have given us different.
Yeah, at least like something different. I want a retake, I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't want Jimmy to be. I mean, I guess that reveals something.
Right? Me and Jose have something in common. Jimin hates us.
J-Hope is our soulmate and Suga is our BFF. Wow.
You know what? I do see Suga as our BFF because I'm also very introverted and want chill, just chill. You know, like when you want a best friend that just comes over and y'all just do nothing.
Oh, chill.
You don't have to entertain each other.
Exactly. One of my favorite pastimes is just sitting doing nothing.
You know what? See, maybe that's why. Okay. Okay, but what did we do wrong to Jimin? I don't know.
I know. Probably took a dumpling or something. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jose went there. Don't take the
door. I'm joking.
Oh, but yes, you guys go ahead and try this test as well. Yeah, let us know like who you guys got. Because it's just crazy to me how me and Jose got like three of the same
thing. Let us know if this is rigged, if y'all got the same thing as us as well.
Yeah, is Jimin coming for y'all too? Like.
So those were the updates we had for today. Let's start our favorite segment, Love Army, where we read letters written by you guys. If you want to submit your letter or voice recordings, please email them to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. Don't feel discouraged if we haven't read your letter yet, because we could always read it in a future episode.
So we're actually reading two letters today, mm-hmm. and the first one is from Angie. Angie said, "Heya, I'm Angie and I'm Filipino. So I had a huge depression and I had to take therapist for that. It was so serious. I was thinking to die. I even attempted to hang myself." Oh my gosh. "But one of my friends told me about BTS. The first song I heard was Fake Love. That song had beautiful lyrics which had true meaning behind it. Then I started to listen to their songs a lot, and now I'm trying to love myself and others. My depression is getting better, and my life is back to its own track. I would continue to be an ARMY to prove how they changed my life to happiness." Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm just really thankful that, like, you're still alive, you're here in this world, and that you were able to discover BTS, and that they were able to help you get up. You know what I mean? I'm glad your depression is doing better. And I really hope that you'll continue to, you know, love yourself and to just, you know, live a happy life. I wish you love and happiness, Angie.
Yeah, Angie, thank you so much for being so open. Stay strong. You matter. You are important. BTS and ARMY are here for you. And thank you so much for being so open with us. Our next letter is from Hannah. And Hannah says, "Hi, my name is Hannah. I doubt you'll ever read this." Ha, we got you there because we're reading it, Hannah. Okay, but here is my ARMY story. I found BTS in March of 2020. I was having a hard time dealing with depression and anxiety. I saw them on the Carpool Karaoke episode on James Corden. I also saw their Black Swan performance on there too, and fell in love with their music. I'm happy that I have found them now. I've become a lot happier. Whenever I'm depressed, I listen to their music or watch BTS Try Not to Laugh videos on YouTube to make me feel better. I'm a proud ARMY fan of BTS now, and I'm learning to love myself every day little by little. I've also gotten some of my friends into BTS. Thank you for making this podcast for ARMY. I purple you."
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, thank you, Hannah. And I mean, I hear that a lot, Roseanne, and I see that a lot too online. People saying that they got a lot of like exposure to BTS because of Carpool Karaoke and their performance to Black Swan. So and also Jimmy Fallon. I know she didn't mention Jimmy Fallon, but you know, those shows, you know, they really did create new armies.
That's so cool. Well, this is my first time like reading someone's letter saying they got into it through Carpool Karaoke, but it's just so awesome to know that like these shows really do help expose them to people. Like there's still people who aren't really aware of BTS, and I'm just happy that you're part of ARMY now and you're trying to get your friends into them too. So
yes.
So Jose, what did you think about this episode?
It was fun. I had a lot of fun doing the quiz. I think these quizzes are really like fun for our listeners as well, and
I hope so. Yeah.
I know, right? Like watch them be like, "Girl, these are not good."
These are boring.
No. I'm joking. No, but yeah, they're fun. You know, learning about yourself and learning about my co-host Roseanne as well is fun. Mm-hmm. And just the quizzes in itself, I feel like it's something refreshing for the podcast as well. But also getting all those achievements for Dynamite and the letters. I feel like I like these episodes where we have like a laid back kind of, you know, feel vibe to them. What about you, Roseanne?
Sure. Same thing. Because usually, you know, I love doing interviews, mm-hmm. but also just the change of pace of it and everything is, you know, refreshing, mm-hmm. especially mm-hmm. these quizzes. It does help you learn a little bit more of yourself because it's kind of like you're answering questions you never really asked yourself.
True, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why it's cool to also learn about Jose as well. And so, you know, even today is such a special day for us because it's Jungkook's birthday. We got mm-hmm. the Hot 100. And I just can't wait to, you know, like to see what's going to happen this week. More to come, you guys.
Yes. So to stay updated, follow us on Twitter at Interlude Army PD. That's Interlude Army PD. We are also on Instagram with Interlude Army PD. If you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, so that was our episode for this week. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in and have an amazing week, you guys.
Yeah. Bye, everybody. Bye, Roseanne.
Bye, Jose.
Bye. Bye, everyone. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoon Lee, Young Ho Suk.